You have reached the final video of Resilient Scriptural Self Conversation. This ending is also a beginning. You are returning to your everyday life, your relationships, responsibilities, challenges, and opportunities. Some circumstances may change, others may remain difficult. Christian resilience does not depend on controlling every circumstance. It grows as you learn to return to Christ in every circumstance. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. That does not mean life becomes easy. It does not mean you never experience fear, sadness, temptation, or disappointment. It means those things are no longer your identity. Your shame is not your name. Your fear is not your future. Your past has shaped you, but it does not define you. Jesus Christ is Lord of your story. Throughout this course, you have learned to notice the conversations happening inside you. You have practiced bringing those thoughts to God, welcoming scripture, and replacing destructive scripts with biblical truth. You have learned that some situations also require wise support, healthy boundaries, counseling, medical care, or pastoral guidance. Seeking help can be an act of wisdom and faith. As you leave this course, remember three words: hope, truth, peace. Live with hope. Christian hope does not deny pain. It trusts that God remains faithful. You may not know what tomorrow holds, but Christ will not abandon you. Live with truth. Truth agrees with God. It may comfort you. It may correct you. It may lead you to confession, forgiveness, repentance, or healthy boundaries. Truth is never meant to condemn you. It leads you toward Christ. Live with peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you." Biblical peace is not pretending everything is fine. It is learning to return to Christ in the middle of life's difficulties. As you continue your journey, remember the tools you have learned. Use welcome to examine your inner conversations. Use ground when your thoughts begin racing. Use rest to entrust your day to God before sleep. These are not formulas. They are practices that help you return to Christ again and again. You have also created a personal, resilient self-conversation portfolio. It contains the prayers, scriptures, plans, and practices that are most meaningful for your journey. Use it often. Revise it as you grow. Remember that these practices are not only for your own benefit. As God changes the way you speak to yourself, He also shapes the way you speak to others. Receiving grace helps you extend grace. Receiving truth helps you speak truth with love. Receiving Christ's peace helps you become a peaceful presence in your family, church, workplace, and community. You do not have to live this perfectly. When old thought patterns return, return to Christ. When shame appears, return to grace. When fear grows, return to God's truth. When temptation comes, take the way of escape. When the day ends, entrust it to the Lord. Then wake each morning ready to receive His new mercies. Let us close in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You for creating us and making us new in You. Renew our minds through Your Word and Your Holy Spirit. Help us recognize destructive thoughts, receive Your grace, walk in truth, and take the next faithful step. Give us wisdom to seek help when needed, courage to persevere, and peace that comes from trusting You. May our lives reflect Your love and Your truth as we continue growing in You. In Your name we pray. Amen.